AP News, I'm Jackie Quinn. The snow's coming fast in upstate New York and across the Great Lakes region. We're up to 4 feet could fall before the weekend ends. Buffalo resident Tina Miller tells WKBW she's taking it in stride.
We live in Buffalo. It's expected.
While the forecast prompts a change in the NFL, as we hear from Bruce Morton.
Sunday's Browns-Bills game has been relocated to Detroit because of an expected monster snowstorm in Buffalo.
New York Governor Kathy Hochul's banning truck traffic on parts of Interstate 90 southwest of Buffalo, fearing crashes will close the highways. New concerns about an intercontinental ballistic missile fired by North Korea that landed in Japanese waters. Our Lisa Dwyer reports.
The Japanese defense minister says that the latest long-range missile that North Korea has test-launched could potentially reach the entire continental United States. The suspected intercontinental ballistic missile flew 620 miles at a maximum altitude of about 3,600 miles.
New concerns in Moscow, Idaho, where police say they don't have a suspect in the killings of four university students found stabbed to death in a home. Another police resignation in Uvalde, Texas. Acting Chief Mariano Pargas has retired a day before the city council was going to discuss his termination. That's after the slow response to this spring's massacre at the Robb Elementary School. Prosecutors in Maryland say dozens of priests were found to have abused parishioners. Our Norman Hall reports.
The 463-page report identifies 115 priests who were prosecuted for sex abuse and are identified publicly. It also includes an additional 43 priests accused of sexual abuse but not identified.
A federal judge will decide whether disgraced Theranos CEO Elizabeth Holmes should serve a lengthy prison sentence for duping investors. This is AP News. Twitter's continuing to lose engineers and other workers after an ultimatum by new owner Elon Musk.
Twitter's new owner Elon Musk gave workers a choice: either click on a link by close of business Thursday and pledge to work hardcore or resign with 3 months severance pay. Since taking over Twitter less than 3 weeks ago, Musk fired the top executives, booted half the company's full-time staff of 7,500, and began firing engineers who took issue with him publicly. Three engineers who left this week told the Associated Press they expect unpleasantness ahead now that two-thirds of Twitter's core services engineers are now apparently gone. Musk's managerial bomb-throwing style has some industry insiders wondering if Twitter might soon fray so badly it could actually crash. I'm Jennifer King.
U.S. agriculture officials are proposing changes to the federal program that helps pay for groceries for low-income families. This update would keep a bump in payments for fresh fruits and vegetables started in the WIC program because of the pandemic. I'm Jackie Quinn, AP News.
Marriott Bonvoy is the official hotel partner of U.S. soccer. Join Marriott Bonvoy today to get closer to the game with exclusive perks, unforgettable experiences, and benefits that go beyond the pitch. Spring Hill Suites, part of Marriott Bonvoy, offers complimentary hot breakfast and spacious all-suite accommodations, perfect for the whole team, with room for up to 6 guests. Make your next getaway a win. Learn more at springhillsuites.marriott.com.